Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and show. And I'm Danny Gallagher. I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John.
Thank you, Danny.
So today we're going to talk about days 3 and 6.
That's right.
Wow. So this Genesis story is so amazing to me, the way that you're helping me to see it in a different way by splitting the first 3 days, next 3 days, and look at the verses in ways where God separates and names and then fills that space with whatever it is that he's filling it with.
Right. So
what's going to happen today on day 3?
Well, day 3, God separates the waters, the oceans, from the land. Mm-hmm. And what's implicit is the seashore.
Okay. Oh.
So, I don't know. You love this, the ocean, don't you, Danny? You live in Maryland.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We went to the beach when I was young a lot. Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And you stare out into the waters and it does something to you, right? But you're glad you're not out there. Because a ton of neem we talked about last week.
That's right.
Is lurking just beyond to devour you, you know?
Yeah. So I haven't ever had the experience of being around a shark or anything like that when I was in the water.
Yeah.
But I have seen these podcasts of these poor people who are out in
Lord.
The water and there's a shark coming toward them and they can't see it. And the people on the beach are screaming.
Oh, man.
You know, I can't imagine.
Yeah, right.
And that's real. I'm not talking Jaws or anything.
That's
I'm talking real.
Real,
you know? Yeah.
And so that's what land... Separating us, okay, and creating dry land from the chaos of the watery deep. And so he lets the chaos exist, just like he lets the darkness. He just puts boundaries on them, and boundaries is an important idea in our creation story.
Okay.
Because boundaries create beauty. It puts everything in their place.
Right, I was going to say, when I think of boundary, I think of keeping me safe.
That's right.
You know, the wall that keeps me from going over the edge of something.
Exactly.
Keeping me safe.
Exactly. However, Danny, okay, we're not speaking here just of physical boundaries, but parallel to that would be moral boundaries.
Ah, okay.
Which is law. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the ancient Hebrews would understand their law to be as part of creation as the physical universe.
Oh, okay.
The boundaries that are all around them physically parallel and are associated with the moral boundaries.
Sure.
And both of those things make life beautiful.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense to me.
If you break boundaries, what happens?
Bad things.
Right. If you start planting a tree in your neighbor's front yard, okay, without talking to him, what happened?
Yeah, he'd be unhappy.
Bad boundaries,
yes,
right?
Yes, bad. I broke the rules, broke the boundaries.
Right, yeah. So same thing here. Morally, if you have bad boundaries, you are actually defined in the Bible as a sinner, having bad boundaries.
I'm wondering about this bad boundary thing because 25 years ago, I built a treehouse in one of the trees in our yard.
Yeah.
And it was great. The kids loved it. You know, it was when they were little, they're growing up. And now new kids are coming in our yard and they love the treehouse. But a little while ago, I noticed that the treehouse was starting to sag a little bit.
Uh-oh.
It's old, right?
Yeah, right.
And the tree is very old, too.
Right.
It's probably 100 years old.
Yeah.
And last night, the whole tree fell down.
No.
Whole
kidding.
Tree.
Right.
This tree is probably 4 to 5 feet in diameter.
Big one.
So okay. Maybe 12, 13 feet around. Yeah. And the whole tree collapsed.
Is that
down.
The one in the front yard that looks
no.
like tree beard or something
yeah,
like
right.
that?
Exactly. Okay. Not that one, thank goodness. No, this is one that's in the backyard on the side. But I think that I broke the boundaries by putting that tree house in there. And so after a long period of time, again, the tree is old and it was dying anyway, but the tree just decided its roots couldn't take it anymore. And I broke the boundaries.
There are laws in the Old Testament where you are responsible for anything that might be dangerous and cause people harm. So,
sure,
so yeah, I mean, so... And now when you first built it, that wasn't an issue, right?
Right, yeah, of course.
But, you know, now it's not an issue either.
That's right. I'm glad it fell at night.
Yes. Oh, God is good, isn't he?
Yes, thank goodness. Thank
right.
God.
Okay, so boundaries make the world livable and wonderful. It makes the temple very, very beautiful. And then, of course, by making dry land separating from the ocean, we've got a floor. We got the floor in which we humans can live in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And on this floor, we have plants. Okay. Now, I don't have much of a green thumb, but I do like plants. How about you, Danny?
Me too. Yep. I have a garden, you know, with peaches, pears, and apple trees, raspberries, blueberries. And I do have a garden with just some vegetables.
When do you have the time and energy to do that?
It takes a lot of work. I also have, what I really do love is that I also have a perennial garden for bees, you know, to be pollinator. It's a pollinator garden.
Yeah.
And so that's really fun, and that's fun to take care of. But it's a lot of work.
Oh, not actually. I got bees in my backyard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. The box thing. You know, I don't do anything with it. The bee man comes and does it. But
nice.
I want to create something like that, too. See, there's something innately about us creatures that have to have plants. Okay, now, obviously, because we have to eat, and everything comes from plant life. Mm-hmm. But the life of the plants are amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And being able to watch them grow. One of the things that's really cool is we have asparagus in the yard. And when an asparagus pops up out of the ground, you got to watch it because in 2 days it'll be a foot tall. You can almost sit there and watch it come out of the ground.
You're amazed.
It's really incredible.
Right. And you know, that asparagus in some ways is more profound than anything that was made before it.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Right. And you know, that asparagus, in some ways, is more profound than anything that was made before it.
Mm.
I mean, you've got stars, you've got planets, you've got the rakia, you've got all these things that are inanimate, right?
Yep.
But don't have life.
Ah, yes. Right.
Life is a great mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And we should never, ever look at it and just yawn. I mean, we should be stunned all the time. So plants are so important. Okay, animals are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, I never had a dog. I had a hamster, you know. That's another story.
Yeah.
I did get, the kids did, of course. The mom, my wife, and the kids, they said, okay, we want a dog. And I said, listen, we're not going to get one, okay?
Wow.
They kept on working on and working on and working on me. Then, of course, I said, okay, we'll get a dog. But you got to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we get the dog, and after a couple of years, the kids leave the house, and then I've got the dog. It's my dog. I've become the alpha in the house.
Okay? Sure,
and of course, I get so attached to it that after, you know, we had to put it down a couple of years ago, it just broke my heart.
But we
have a little garden out there, but that dog didn't have a brain in its head. I mean, you know, but it was just so... It was a Westie, and Westies are not known for being smart. And what keeps them from being slaughtered by their owner is that they're so cute.
You just say, I'm going to, I just love you, you little dog.
Yeah, right. So, you find out that, connection with animals is so important. Right. Did I talk to you about, on these podcasts, about the koi pond I made out there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so, my daughter, she goes out and she puts food out in her hand, and these things come up and they nibble on her fingers. She
Amazing.
Can scratch under their chins. She can uh-huh. pet them.
Oh, no.
And you're looking, and I look at these fish who are looking at me.
Right, yeah.
And I'm saying, this fish is more complex than anything in the universe.
Wow.
And right here, I get to see it.
Yeah.
And it's, so.
And it's staring at you, Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Feed me.
That's what it's saying, yeah.
Right. So, a plant life, animal life, so important. Okay. Then on this is, this sort of comes up on day three. Then you go over to day six and you see that the big land animals are made. And of course, they're the most sophisticated, they're
living things.
Big living things. We really think about how close historically the human journey through history. You can't imagine it without animals, can you?
Right. No, of course. Yeah.
Right.
And for social kinds of things, with like dogs, we were talking about our dogs, social connections with animals, and then also for food,
Right. So what we have, of course, the last thing to be made on day six is humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's too big to talk about in this podcast. We'll have to do that in the next podcast.
Okay.
But here, the cadence of the days, you mentioned last time it was like the liturgy.
Sure.
And it's very liturgical.
Like a song, like a chanting, a chant through the verses. Yep.
And it may even be looked up as a cosmic dance. Now, Danny, I don't dance. Okay. I'm not very good. I like to say
can't even picture
like
that.
A wounded candle. But, but the thing about this is this. Von Balthasar, his cosmic liturgy, called his great book, which is a wonderful book. He looks at it, everything as a cosmic dance, and
uh-huh.
it's sort of just set in motion here, everything moving very gracefully,
Sure. And if you look at stars and planets.
Yeah.
Now that we know how they move.
Right.
We move around them. That's mm-hmm. That is a dance for
it
sure.
It is. And that's how we experience it here. And that's exactly what it wants us to do. Once we get out from in the way out in the outer reaches universe, we're getting further and further away from our home. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the house that God made. And I'm not quite sure if I understand these people like Elon Musk, who wants to populate Mars or something
right.
like that. Then given his brains, he probably will figure it out by the time he dies. But
yeah,
who
probably.
Wants to be on Mars, right?
I don't want to be away from that far from home. Yeah.
No. So the takeaway here is creation is presented to us as a process of separation from the chaotic elements and setting boundaries, and boundaries is what make things beautiful, both physically and morally. And so I think a good question for all of us as we end this whole thing is how important are boundaries to us? That's a good thing to think about. I mean, do we really think of boundaries and how important they are, both in the physical world and the spiritual, moral world, which is law.
Sure.
The law of God.
Mm-hmm. And the people certainly understood that law as being a very integral part of who they were.
That's right.
At the time. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the law is part of the liturgy.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's the dance.
It's the dance, too. Just think, Danny, in the next world, I'll be graceful. And I'll be part of that dance.
Hard to imagine. But
it is hard to imagine.
Okay, good. Well, thanks a lot for talking about days 3 and 6. And we'll see everybody next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server
or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.